To start with, tell me what is an asteroid, and specifically, what is an asteroid that is active?
For an asteroid, I mean, the easiest way to think about it is a rock that's floating in space. And usually when we say asteroid, we're talking about larger rocks. But an active asteroid is one of these asteroids that's orbiting that has, for some reason, developed comet-like features such as a tail or what's called a coma, which is like that dust cloud that people think of. It looks like a little halo. And so they're kind of unusual because they are not expected to be comets that are in the asteroid belt. If it's just a rock, why does it have a tail?
So you're interested in studying active asteroids because they're sort of behaving like comets, and that means they've got to have something happening with water on them.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't necessarily have to be water. I mean, we've seen cases where they've had an impact from another asteroid, for example, and that releases like a bunch of dust and it's short-lived, et cetera. But yeah, I'm mostly interested for this idea of volatiles and understanding the origins of water. And historically, we don't actually really know where the water on Earth came from. It's believed that some of it came with the place, sort of during formation, and it's also believed that some was delivered after the fact. And comets are usually what are discussed in that context, but we now know that the comets could not have delivered all the water that we find on Earth today. And so where did the rest of it come from? And if it turns out that active asteroids or asteroids have a good amount of water in there, well, that could actually help explain where a lot of the water on Earth came from.
How many active asteroids do we know about?
Well, that's the thing. They're actually quite rare. We know of fewer than 30. So these objects are pretty rare, but they're also pretty difficult to detect, and in part because they're faint, they're small, they're dark, and they're far away.
Yeah, so tell me about the citizen science project that you're launching.
Right, so that is where the citizen scientists come in. So it's a very simple process. We just have pictures of asteroids that we've put them in this picture right in the middle so you can see where the asteroid is. And we want to know whether or not you can see a tail with it. It's a yes/no question. And you can find this by going to activeasteroids.net and clicking on the button that says click here to get started. And you can have any background, you can commit as much or as little time as you want to it. You don't need any special training. We provide a little tutorial that gives everything that's necessary. And that's one of the great benefits of citizen science is that you can have this sort of big public outreach and engagement all over the world across all kinds of people. And so far, we've had a really big outpouring of interest. And as a matter of fact, our first batch was finished in less than 20 hours of what we thought would probably take weeks.
Okay, yeah, that's all really cool. How long do you think it would take you if it was just like you and your team looking at these pictures? How long would it take you to get through them?
Yeah, great question. Because a lot of people would probably first ask, can't you just get a computer to do this? And in all honesty, if we could, we would. But as it turns out, it's quite difficult to do. They come, these tails and activity come in all shapes and sizes, and there's every kind of phenomena, background galaxy you can think of. If it was to me, sit down and do it, it would take probably decades. In reality, I'd probably never finish because more data continues to come in.
What most excites you about doing this project?
It's really twofold. The science is really awesome and the outreach is really awesome. It's been really awesome engaging with citizens from all over the world that are contributing to this project and seeing the excitement. And I can't believe how fast we've made discoveries. And people are coming from all walks of life. And I really do enjoy being able to sort of spread the joy of science that way.
Colin Chandler, thank you so much for speaking with me.
All right. Thank you so much for having me.